Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining Dr. Perletta Ramos and Raj Shell in Living Life Powerfully. We help you turn the ordinary into the extraordinary by claiming your power, getting your heart in the game, and learning how to live from the inside out. Let's create more happiness and success in your life.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. This is a week of celebration. It's the week of Christmas. And even if you don't celebrate Christmas, many of us take time during the month of December to observe other holidays and festivities. So if you're Buddhist, you may acknowledge the Bodhi Day, which is December 8th, the Day of Enlightenment, or the historical day where Buddha experienced enlightenment. Many in the United States, if you're Hindu, celebrate December 21st through the 25th as a five-day festival in honor of Lord Ganesha. If you're Jewish or you practice Judaism, you may celebrate Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Light. If you're African-American or part of the African diaspora, you celebrate Kwanzaa, which is from December 26th through January 1st. So there are so many celebrations occurring. Obviously, Christians acknowledge Christmas, the day where Christ's life is celebrated on December 25th. So there are so many different types of celebrations happening during this month that sometimes people who don't celebrate can get lost, because the reality is we recognize that December is an extremely difficult month. There are high incidents of suicide, loneliness, loss. There's actually oftentimes a bump in death during the month of December. So not everyone experiences the perception of celebration during the holidays, but some it conjures up a very sad and lonely time.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things, Perletta, is that, a lot of families have tradition or maybe lack of tradition, but traditions can be helpful. I mean, there's no doubt about that, because it can help us to prepare for and participate in different events, gatherings. But I think that what that can also do is that when things change within that traditional family structure, it can cause a dismantling, really, of all the traditions. And really, a lot of people can, feel really sad, isolated, lost. I know for me, the holidays are more of a, I really love celebration, and I will find ways to celebrate and reasons to celebrate. But there's also this side of me, this part of me that is diametrically opposed to celebration. And I will get a little bit more into that as we deepen this conversation. But it's like there are two parts of me, and I just wonder what that's about. So I look forward to exploring that.
Well, we're going to explore it right now, Raj. You bring up a very interesting point, and that is, I think whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it is that you celebrate, there's a recognition that, and not just for those who celebrate those holidays, but like I said, for many others, it's also a very stressful time. You know, we hear it quite often when people say, wow, folks are so rude, or when there are disturbances in stores when people are rushing in to buy things, and they're like pushing and shoving, and in some instances people have been killed. And it's like, that's not the spirit of this holiday season. So I don't think you're the only person that feels that split inside about, what's the real purpose of it, and yet we spend so much time focused on things outside of ourselves, like gifts or presents or the expectations that we have that we should be happy, or it should be time of fun. Well, for many people, it's stressful. The amount of money that people spend, sometimes overextending their capacity, is stressful. The expectations to please others is stressful. And personally, it can be a very difficult time if we're still holding on to, pain or a sense of loss around holidays. So the intention of our show for today is really focused on healing. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to do that, then we have to look at, to some degree, what we're holding on to or what may be present when this time appears, like kind of just what shows up for you. So what shows up for you, Raj, during this time?
Well, yeah, I love what you said about the healing because, I mean, that's what's needed is healing. Whenever, like I said, like there's a part of me that loves to celebrate, loves the celebration, but then the other side of me that, you know, is so opposed to it. And I think growing up, imagine, Perletta, that during the holiday season, let's say Christmas, somebody picks you up and puts you on Mars or puts you, you know, with some tribe in the Amazon. And all of a sudden now you're taken out of your element of the traditional way of celebration. I mean, what would you feel like? I mean, how would you celebrate in that place? You know, you wouldn't be doing it the same way that you do it now. So that's what my experience was. I traveled a lot when I was younger and just, you know, coming from India and then being here in America. And so when everybody else was celebrating Christmas, although it just was so beautiful everywhere and everybody was happy and, you know, gift giving, but I always felt like I didn't have enough. You know, everybody else was getting all these presents. Well, my family didn't celebrate Christmas the traditional way. So there, and then we moved to Africa, and there it was a totally different ball game, you know. So it seems like I learned to feel like the other when there were celebrations going on. So I always felt like I wasn't a part of it. Maybe I didn't feel like I got enough gifts like everybody else was getting, or maybe I just felt sad maybe because I had left, you know, my original home where I was born. Now this is home for me, but I left my original home. So it never quite meshed. You know, like I said, traditions can be a really good thing, but when you're taken out of those traditions, then what happens to you? Then how do you deal with the holidays? So I think the healing, saying yes to what is essential. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, you're alluding to. And how can we go from no to yes? Because we're in, like I'm in the space of no as well. But I think it's because we're constantly being transported to the past. And, you know, it works in both ways. If our past was happy, especially since we have a tendency to idealize the past with our selective memory, we feel that something big is missing right now. And if our past was painful, we are reminded of all the pain during the holidays, and it can become difficult to imagine a new possibility of actually being able to celebrate.
There are so many points that are raised in there. I want to highlight two because they resonate for me. And the first one is having a relationship, really considering what is the relationship that we each have to the holidays. Because you mentioned a relationship that was built on the experiences of your past and how it shapes your present. I have a relationship. And although I didn't travel as a child and didn't have the different cultural shifts that you have, I grew up in poverty. And I remember the first 10 years, 12 years of my life, crying every Christmas because I didn't get presents. And if I got presents, they were socks. You know, I would watch the shows on television and go to school, you know, after the holidays and see what my friends got. I felt not only ignored by Santa, but I was like, Santa must hate me. You know, I'm not a good child because I didn't get anything when I believed in Santa. And then after believing in Santa or not believing in Santa, it was the realization of my family's poverty, you know, and circumstances that conjured up lack and not having enough. And so I didn't look forward to Christmas because I didn't want to have to tell my friends I didn't get anything. And so I remember lying about that as a kid, like, oh, I got this, and, you know, faking my excitement. So So
yeah,
and it took many years for me to work through healing the relationship. And a part of how I did that was I made a conscious effort because I didn't want to feel sad. And I think, no, I don't think most of us actually want to have the experience of sadness or for some even depression during the holidays. It comes up, and quite often we feel like we're at the effect of it, which is the second thing I want to talk about. So the first for the listeners is to become aware of what your relationship is to the holidays. And then the second is, once you're aware of what the relationship is, like Raj and I are kind of talking through right now, it is to make a conscious decision to shift your way of thinking or being so that you can heal the relationship that you have. And how do you go about doing that? That's the challenge. Yeah. So when we talk about healing, we're talking about mending it, right, to get well or to mend. And so the desire with healing is to transform the relationship that you have from, you know, a sad, I'll say, sense of lack, or I don't know, how would you describe yours, Raj, in like two words, the relationship that you have had in the past?
Well, I would say it's more like, you know, I felt like the other, like I don't belong. So therefore, like, it's like, yeah, but I think lack is a good way. Like, lack means, you know, somebody else has, you know, everything and, you know, I don't belong in that. Maybe it manifested for me and maybe like, I don't deserve it. How many of us are out there going, I don't deserve that, because that's been our experience in the past. For some reason, we've, you know, yeah. But, you know, what the when you talk about mending, getting well and mending, I just want to mention here that, you know, the way that I've understood healing, first of all, what does healing mean? What does to heal? It comes from the, you know, the concept of to make whole. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about making something whole, I just want to mention here that we already whole. We were born whole. We were always whole. Even when you were in the womb, you were whole, right? So there is just something which is out of balance. That's all. So this feeling of lack and all of that, it's just something got out of balance somewhere. It's just simply not true that we are missing something. It's we are whole and complete, but how do we get into that state of being enough so that we can celebrate? You know, how do we recognize our own wholeness?
We've spoken of it in various terms. However, it's really significant that we learn how to let go, like to accept what is, because you said it and I said it. It was like this and this and this and this happened. So we have the story about what happened, and it may have happened 40 years ago, but we hold on to it, and we carry it with us so that when the holidays happen, or, you know, when we are celebrating, or when the world is celebrating something, we're still in the story related to what happened, and we bring it to our present circumstances, right, as opposed to working towards the wholeness, what you're talking about, or healing, which is letting go of that and accepting what is right now. Right now, we each have the opportunity to create the experience that we want to have, to create joy, and that's what I mean by experience, or peace, or happiness right now. But it requires quite often that we let go of, you know, the story that we bring with us of what happened before, because the healing comes from our, and you said this, taking responsibility for who we are right now in this moment. And the mending, you know, in terms of the mending or getting well, is the acknowledgement that it's not easy, like I can turn it on and turn it off, but it requires effort, you know, intention, setting an intention around what is the experience you want to have right now. And it might not be celebrating, you know, it doesn't have to be putting up light, simply, you know, I'm going to give myself what I need to feel good today.
Yeah. It's more of a spirit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it requires that we take care of ourselves. first, right? We take care of our own needs. I know one of the things that I have had to learn to do in order to heal this aspect of, because I had an association that was horrible at Christmas time and my birthday, by the way. I didn't get a bike until I was 12, and I mean, I could give you my little story about it, which I won't bore you with. But I had to, one of the things I did was I shifted the responsibility that I had where I wanted other people to please me. I was looking for, you know, certainly as a kid, my parents to give me presents, and then I shifted that to my mate. I wanted my mate to do this, or I wanted my children to do this. And when they didn't do these things for me, then I felt not only a sense of loss, but a sense of sadness. So accepting responsibility for me meant, okay, if I don't receive a present from anyone, what will bring joy to me? What can I do? How can I experience life for myself in a way that creates my own sense of peacefulness or happiness or celebration during this time? And as I worked on, because it took, I would say, 7 to 10 years of concerted effort, I mended, I healed that. And now whether I receive a gift or not, from anyone else, I actually give to me those things that I want to receive from others. And there is no sense of loss by my taking responsibility for that. And it doesn't mean that one has to get present. You know, we're each very unique. So the inquiry is, what do I need to feel whole, to feel fulfilled? And we can say it's about the holidays, but this is any time of the year. And then it's been to practice giving ourselves those things and letting go of our attachments that we have that others are going to fulfill that for us.
Mm-hmm. I love what you're speaking to. You know what, you know, Perletta, I love, like, you know what my dad does? Like, for example, on his birthday, he just goes and buys his own cake and sings, and he'll call, he'll be like, happy birthday to me, you know. This way he gets to buy the kind of cake he wants, okay? So what you're saying, it reminds me of that. You know, he's like, well, it's my birthday. I have to, you know, create what I want, right? So he will go, he loves, like, lemon cake. He loves lemon, and he doesn't want, he's like, well, you guys will go out and buy me some kind of chocolate or something like that I don't like. So he's like, you know, he buys his own cake, and he'll even sing happy birthday to himself. So it's all about, you know, taking responsibility. And I think what you're talking about is, you know, like, I think it's Peter Shepherd that said, healing comes from taking responsibility to realize that it is you and no one else that creates your thoughts, feelings, and actions. So however we're feeling over the holidays, it's coming from within us, and it is our responsibility to do something about it. Absolutely.
And it's very difficult, or can be, to step outside of feeling like a victim, because what we oftentimes do is we feel like the world is happening to us, right? This is happening to us. I was forgotten, or no one thought of me, or I don't have enough to go buy a cake, right? But there are plenty of people who are in a current state of, you know, financial loss. They don't have enough. However, there's still an opportunity to create an experience within yourself that doesn't relate. It has nothing to do with how much money you have or don't have, but it's more of a feeling of gratitude and appreciation for where you are, and that you do have a capacity to choose your thoughts and feelings in a way that empowers you as opposed to disempowering you. But one of the other things
that is so powerful. That is so powerful, what you just said.
One of the other things that's very important is practicing forgiveness, and which can be a very difficult time or thing to do when we blame, right? When we're blaming someone for harming us, particularly when we carry that pain with us into our day-to-day lives. But practicing forgiveness can be really helpful. So in the example that you gave earlier about, you know, moving around and having various cultures that you had to adapt to and kind of feeling outside of, you know, what would it be like if you forgave all of those circumstances and challenges of the past and really made a commitment to leave it there and to create something new right now? What would that be like for you, do you think?
Oh, I think it would be awesome. I think that again, it would just get rid of all that ambiguity that I feel right now. So, I think that would just work wonders, really, because I have to move beyond my past experiences, and most of the time I do. Don't get me wrong, but then, you know, if I let go of that awareness and that presence to now, I very easily get back into that mode of, you know, I'll just start to feel a little bit of a low mood coming in. So, you know, Perletta, I used to have this teacher in 10th grade. You know, she was an English teacher. And, you know, English teachers can be quite frustrating because everything is subjective. You know, if they don't like your papers for whatever reason, you could do everything they told you to do and you're still not, you may not do well because it's all subjective. So one good thing that my teacher did in 10th grade was she taught us these words. She said, you know, always say, my wounds are open, my heart is broken, but the healing has begun. The future is waiting. I have picked up the pieces, and now I will be one. I have never forgotten those words.
God, that's so sweet. You've never shared that with me before.
So I still remember these words, and I say them whenever I feel like, oh, something is hurting me. Because it is all about becoming whole, right? It's all about, because all of these life experiences, they fragment us. So if we can just think of ourselves as that whole, I have everything that I ever could want, need, desire. It's already here. I don't have to go out there. I don't have to depend on somebody else to be the provider of that. So I just always have turned to those words.
Right. So in this notion of practicing forgiveness and getting back to wholeness, there are a couple of ways that people can do it. It's certainly the having phrases or, you know, mantras or chanting to help bring us to a sense of peacefulness inside can be one of those. Usually using visualizations is another, taking some deep relaxing breaths and bringing into your mind a person that you've had a conflict with and recalling the issues and really feeling the experience of letting go of the pain or the anger or frustration or hurt and breathing in and feeling wholeness within your own being and then breathing out the pain or the anger or frustration can be a very powerful tool if you use it over and over again to really release, you know, toxic emotions that keep us bound in things that happened from the past. Mm-hmm. Also, being very intentional about practicing forgiveness and releasing resentment and practicing compassion. We hear spiritual leaders talk about it over and over because it's such powerful tools, living more fully. So releasing resentment, practicing compassion, and experiencing gratitude are three very powerful things that can help us not just forgive others, but create a sense of peacefulness inside that, you know, it doesn't matter what the day or occasion is. If you're walking around feeling whole and complete in your day, then a holiday is not going to disturb your peacefulness. Or if it does, then you're able to bring yourself back over and over to your own internal experience, which isn't really associated with what someone outside of you did or didn't do. And so creating a daily meditation or prayer reflective practice can go such a long way in helping us let go and stay centered in our own beingness, right? There's a meditation, actually, that I listened to that was created by a man named Adam Plack and Deepak Chopra, who some people may know. And it's one of the things I say to myself. You mentioned your teacher in her 10th grade, my wounds are open saying. I have this thing I say whenever I go into feeling like the world is happening to me and I'm feeling sad because something outside of myself has occurred, and it goes like this. Every decision I make is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. I relinquish all grievances, regrets, and resentment, and I choose the miracle. And it's very simple, but it's a realization that I get to choose whether I'm going to feel sad right now or angry right now. And that's not what I choose. I choose the miracle of being in compassion, of being in gratitude, and of being peaceful. And for me, it's just quite that. It's really that simple. Like, oh, I feel myself getting agitated. All right, I have a choice. Am I going to stay here? No. And then I say that every decision I make is a choice between the grievance and the miracle. I relinquish all regrets, grievances, and resentment, and I choose the miracle. And it just helps to shift my way of thinking so that I don't fall into feeling like I'm at the effect of it. And what you said is true. Sometimes it happens. Like, that's life. You know, we're living life here. Sometimes we do get blue, and stuff happens that makes us feel sad. And if that happens, that's fine. Allow yourself the opportunity to experience what your feelings are in that moment. And if you find yourself dwelling or having a relationship through a holiday or a particular time that robs you of experiencing joy, then there's an opportunity to do something different. So we provided two very simple, yet we think incredibly profound things that you can do to help shift your way of being so that you can celebrate, and that is accepting what is and letting go, and then practicing forgiveness, and within that using visualizations and releasing resentments and using compassion and gratitude as ways to heal and mend times when you feel sad.
And can I add number three, Perletta?
Of course, you can add whatever you'd like, Raj.
Okay. Well, number three is, seeing yourself as already whole. Because sometimes, like, when I love what you were talking about was, the resentments. And the way we keep resentments going is, our ego will justify everything. Well, of course I'm going to feel like this. This is what this person did to me. This is what, this person said to me. Of course I'm going to be resentful. And it's hard to let those things go. But if we can envision ourselves as already whole, already having it all, then I think that we can turn inward and do what you're talking about, Perletta, the visualization, which I love, and, and being able to release all of that, because we're only getting in our own way. We're only getting in our own way, because what we're looking for is already there. That's basically it. It's already
quite
there.
Quite often the challenge is, all of our society is built on this idea that our joy and sense of happiness comes from outside of ourselves. So during the holidays, everything is outside. The presents, the decorations, the sense of family, being with others. And so when we get stuff, we feel great. When we don't get stuff, we feel bad. If we decorate, we feel great. If we don't decorate, we feel bad. I mean, if we spend a lot of money, we feel good and bad, depending on what your financial situation is. And what we're not really taught, what we don't really spend much time developing, is feeling whole within ourselves, regardless of what's happening in this outside world. At the heart of it, that's what we're talking about. We can feel great when we get a present, but we can also feel great if we don't. We can feel great when we're with family, and we can also feel great when we're not. And using the example of your dad and his wonderful cake, we can feel great when we buy ourselves a lemon cake and feel horrible when people buy us a chocolate cake, because it's not fulfilling our own needs. But when we take care of ourselves and we see ourselves as being responsible for our own experience, then we truly have an opportunity to not just create our own experience, but be grounded in our own sense of joy and contentment that no one can take away from us, present or didn't. Right?
Absolutely.
So, celebrate this week because you choose to. So next week will be our last show of the year. Raj is going to lead us in a conversation about clutching the mind maze and creating a fabulous 2016 and beyond. Thank you for joining us today. Have a fantastic and an amazing week.
Happy holidays.